Turn to Proverbs 8:35. Second to last verse of this chapter, Proverbs 8:35. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Whoso findeth me findeth life. Now the me here, of course, is wisdom speaking. And the word for connects us to the previous verse, or verses. The word for means when it's introducing the clause of a fact, the statement of which precedes or follows, it means because. Or when it's introducing the ground or reason for something previously said, it means seeing that or since. Okay, so this is giving us the reason why the person is blessed. The reason why children of God are blessed when they hear and keep wisdom's way, which we just talked about in the last verse, the last few verses, is because those who do so will find life and obtain favor of the Lord. And that's a blessing, is it not? Is it not a blessing to find life and find obtain favor of the Lord? That's why the person that hears is blessed. Verses 32 through 34. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors, for, because, whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. So it says, whoso findeth wisdom finds life. Whoso means whoever. It means anyone who. So anyone who finds me finds life, wisdom says. Whoever means whatever person or persons, anyone who, or any who. So this is telling us that anyone who finds her finds life. Whoever finds her finds life. It's not restricted, except there is one restriction. It's a qualified. Because to find wisdom, you have to be looking for it, or you have to be seeking it to find it. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 7? Matthew 7 and verse 7. It says, ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So whoso findeth me finds life, true, but that's of course restricted to those who are seeking it. Because if you're not seeking it, you're not going to find it. So the whoso there means whoever is seeking it and finds it will find life, will obtain favor of the Lord. It says, whoso finds wisdom finds life. So the previous verses explain how to find wisdom. And we just saw that there in verses 33 through 34. Somebody's phone's buzzing. Proverbs 8:33 through 34. Here's how you find it. Hear instruction, be wise, refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. This tells us how to find it. So finding wisdom requires hearing instruction, not refusing it, watching and waiting for opportunities to gain wisdom. That's how you find it. So those who find wisdom are those who earnestly apply their hearts to it, cry after it, and seek it as it were hid treasures. Remember Proverbs 2, 1 through 6? My son, if thou wilt receive my words, you got to be willing. You got to be ready to take them in and hide my commandments with thee. Once you get it, you don't want to let go of it. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. That means you got to lean in. Pay attention, want to hear it. Apply thine heart to understanding. You got to put some effort into it. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, you got to ask for it and ask for it seriously. And liftest up thy voice for understanding. You got to really want it. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then you got to go looking. You got to start digging. How do you get silver? You dig, right? Well, how do you get wisdom? You dig. You got to start digging in the Word of God. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. That's how you find it. It takes effort. And as I've said before, that's why most people don't find it. Because they just don't want to put the effort into it. It's just too much work. It's too much to give up. Too much hardship. They just don't want it and they don't find it. And then wisdom says, I'm just kind of focusing on each word, whoso findeth wisdom findeth life. Life is primarily the conditioned quality or fact of being a living person or animal. Now, this is not the life that we're talking about here, because the person that finds wisdom is already physically alive, obviously. Figuratively, life is used to designate a condition of power, activity, or happiness in contrast to a condition conceived hyperbolically or metaphorically as death. You know, we read about the woman in 1 Timothy 5 that she's a widow, and then she doesn't remarry, and she's just out there gadding about. And it says that she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. All right, so she's physically alive, but she doesn't have a happy, productive life, right? She's dead while she lives.
Good question. One of the churches in Revelation.
Thou hast a name that thou art, that thou livest and art dead. Yeah. I think that was the church in Sardis. No, that's, Revelation 3:1. They're down at the halfway down the verse. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful. See what you do. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I've not found thy works perfect before God. So, the church, what he says, you are dead, but then you're ready to die. So, in a way, it's like the church is already dead on the vine, but they could revive themselves if, you know, they would repent. You know what the interesting thing is about this verse? This was the last sermon on this passage that Pastor Mott ever preached at the Minneapolis church, the 5th anniversary, only a little over a year before the whole thing blew up. He preached on the church in Sardis about the...
He did, huh?
Yes, about the church. Well, you were there. You don't remember it, though.
No, I don't remember that.
But, yep, he sure did. He preached on the church in Sardis, and it was almost eerie. Go listen to that sermon again sometime. It was eerie to listen to that sermon after the fact and think, I mean, he didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming, right? But the stuff that he said was so true of that church. And they didn't listen to what he said and what the scripture says there. But anyway, whoso findeth wisdom findeth life, power, activity, happiness, right? Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So when you find wisdom, you find an abundant life, not just a mere existence. Everybody's got existence. Not everybody has life. Wisdom, we're told, is life to the soul. Proverbs 3 and verse 22. Proverbs 3:22. Says, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. He's talking about sound wisdom and discretion in the previous verse. Proverbs 4 and verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. This is Solomon's words, the words of wisdom. And Proverbs 16:22. Proverbs 16:22. Says, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. We'll get to that verse one of these days. But the instruction of fools is folly, depending on if you're looking at it in the objective genitive or the subjective genitive. Mm-hmm. It works either way. When fools give instruction, it's folly. And when you instruct fools, it's folly. It's a waste of time, and you're doing something stupid by instructing a fool. But anyway, that's not what I wanted from that text. What I want is that wisdom gives you life. Do you have a more fulfilled, happy life now that you know the truth, since you've known the truth, than you did before knowing the truth? I do. Of course you do. It wisdom brings the best that life has to offer. And then wisdom says, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Favor is propitious or friendly regard, goodwill, especially on the part of a superior or a multitude. Now the phrase to find favor in the eyes of, which is a Hebraism, which means it's from the Old Testament Hebrew, it is to gain the goodwill of. It's a liking preference. The phrase to have a favor to is to have a liking or regard for. So when it says that you find favor, it's saying that those who find wisdom will be a friend of God, in other words, that he will have friendly regard and goodwill towards them, because that's what it is to find favor, propitious or friendly regard. Now, don't we all want to be friends of God? We should. You know, Jesus said to his disciples that he called them friends. There's a bit of a caveat there. If you want to be a friend of Jesus, you have to do what he says. It's different. You know, most of us, I mean, if one of your friends said, hey, you're my friend if you keep all my commandments, you'd be like, you know what, I'll just go find another friend. But Jesus is not just anybody. He's God, and so he has the right to require that, of course. John 15 and verse 14, Jesus said, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So if you want to be Jesus' friend, keep his commandments. If you love him, keep his commandments, as he said. What is the converse of that? You could say, ye are not my friends if you don't do whatsoever I command you. You know, Jesus looks at a disobedient child of God and he says, that guy's not my friend. You want to be my friend? It's on my terms. Keep my commandments. And those who keep wisdom's ways are the friends of God like Abraham. Right? Blessed are they that keep my ways, we're told in Proverbs 8:32. And when you are one such person, you'll be like Abraham, who was the only person in Scripture that I'm aware of who was called the friend of God. James 2 and verse 23. David was a man after God's own heart, and Abraham was called God's friend. Those are two special guys, and that's two special things that were said of them. James 2:23, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. I want to be the friend of God. Well, right here, this verse tells you how. If you find wisdom, and you do that by seeking it, looking for it, digging for it, wanting to obtain it. When you do that, you'll obtain favor of the Lord, which means you'll be the friend of God. A man who seeks and finds wisdom is a good man who obtains favor of the Lord. Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 3. I'm just going to give you just this phrase, obtain favor of the Lord. We're just going to look at the few places where this is used and see what else is true of that finding favor of the Lord. Proverbs 3 and verse 4 says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And that's if you bind mercy and truth, right? Write them upon your heart, keeping God's law. You know, you look back at the previous few verses there. You'll find favor and good understanding in God's sight and man's sight. You'll be a friend of God, and you'll also be a friend of good men. Because a man who's a friend of God is going to have friends that are good men. A man that's a friend of God is not going to be the companion of fools. He's not going to have stupid friends. He's not going to have friends that are dragging him down. He's too wise for that. Why would you do that? Look at Proverbs 12 and verse 2. This is why I don't have any of the friends that I used to have in high school. I'm not friends with any of the people I used to be friends with in high school. Now, that's not to say that some people in high school might have had decent friends. I didn't. I thought I had friends I had fun with. Fun. Fun is elsewise spelled as S-I-N. So, but yeah, that's why I've got no contact with any of those guys. And I don't think they'd probably want to have any contact with me either, because from what I know, they've probably continued on the same path they were always on, and I veered off on a different one, thank the Lord. Proverbs 12 and verse 2. It says, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. So a good man, in other words, is a friend of God. He finds favor of the Lord. And one of the ways that God displays his favor toward a good man who seeks and finds wisdom is by giving him a good and godly wife. This will be the last verse for tonight. Proverbs 8 and verse 22. 18. There we go. Proverbs 18:22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. If you find a good and godly wife, God is showing you his friendship towards you. Yep, a godly wife is quite a blessing. And you know how you get a godly wife? By seeking wisdom. When you seek wisdom, you read the scripture, you learn what kind of a woman to look for, and you get a godly wife. And you obtain favor of the Lord. That takes care of Proverbs 8 and verse 35.
Just a quick note at the end of the sermon. The most important thing a believer in Jesus Christ can do is to be a member of one of God's true churches. If you're not already a member of one, go to pastorwagner.com/churches to see if there is a true church or other believers of like faith near you. That's pastorwagner.com/churches.